Welcome back to The Darker Side, True Crime. I'm your host, Breaker. If you haven't already, please hit the subscribe button and tell a friend today. Today we'll be covering the case of The Aid. With that said, on with the show. It was the evening of 19 May 1997 on the island of Hawaii, and 27-year-old Sean Bergado had just finished his duties as a dietary aide at a nursing home, the Hale Anuenue Restorative Care Center, that was the last time he was seen alive. Sean was very responsible, so when he didn't show up for his shift on 21 May, his supervisor was concerned, so he sent one of Sean's co-workers to check on him. When his co-worker had arrived on scene, what they had found was very shocking and horrifying. On that day at 17:25 hours local, the Hawaii Police Department was called to the 200 block of Mala'ai Road on the upper Wailaka Keauka area. Sean was found inside his home dead. When the autopsy was performed, it was found that he had suffered multiple gunshot wounds, and the coroner had ruled his death a homicide later. According to an internet post on the National Organization of Parents of Murdered Children website, she had said that Sean was struggling financially, his car wasn't very dependable, and had to go to her house to eat many times, and that he was only working for a year at the time of his murder, and that they were also speaking about starting a fruitcake business together. His boss was even going to keep him permanently because of his performance at work. During my research on this case, I could not find anything about if the Hawaii Police Department had found any forensic evidence or not at the scene of the crime, or that even if they even had a prime suspect for the case. Seeing that the Big Island, or Hawaii, the island of Hawaii was not that big of a place, or that it's even that much of a city because of its population, this case didn't get much of media coverage to begin with by all the local TV networks here in Hawaii. All of the TV networks in Hawaii, in fact, are based in Oahu, on the capital islands where I am. That is also where the state legislature and the governor is as well. So you can imagine that, as I said, the case didn't get much coverage because it is on a neighbor island. But there are, I believe, a local newspaper there. That's where the majority of the coverage for this case originated from. From the internet post that I did manage to locate, that I read to you in portion, It did seem to me that he did lead a relatively low-risk lifestyle. No drugs, wasn't hanging out with the wrong crowd. He really had nothing anybody wanted. At least I don't think so. The police didn't say that this was a robbery that had gone bad. And from all outward appearances, this just might be a cold-blooded homicide. And as I've heard, they always say that it's the random homicides that are the hardest to solve. Just pick a random person and kill the person. I don't know why someone would want to do that. Perhaps it's someone mad at work that he was performing so well. That's the only thing I can possibly think of, but I imagine that the police may have already covered that avenue already. That would be perhaps the first or second avenues they would cover in their investigations. Someone out there must have information. The island of Hawaii is a small place. Everyone meets everyone there sooner or later. So please, for Sean's family, give them some closure. If you have any information about Sean's death, please contact the Hawaii Island Crime Stoppers at 808-961-8300. You may remain anonymous, or you may call the Unsolved Homicides Division at 808-961-2380. You may also leave a tip online at the Hawaii Police Department cold case page, or email unsolvedhomicides@hawaiigovernorcounty.gov. I'll have all this information in the show notes. With that said, this brings this episode to a close. Thank you for listening and subscribing to my podcast. If you haven't already, please subscribe and tell a friend. Please rate and review this podcast if you like it. We're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Stitcher, and Pandora, and wherever you get your podcasts. If you have any comments or suggestions for cases, please feel free to email info@darkersidepodcast.com. I'm on my official home on the net, Zephula. That's XEPHULA.com. Feel free to friend me, I will accept. And make sure to look for the podcast page, Darker Side Podcast, on Zephula as well, and like it. Mahalo, and see you next time on the Darker Side.